Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back at another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd also like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on with us today. We had a great topic on social media about autism radio. We asked about parental guilt. As parents of autistic children and ourselves, we know that you feel a lot of pressure to be constantly on our child, especially the severe ones on the spectrum, to be able to help them to function in the real world at a later point in time, as every parent can only hope that his or her child will be able to be independent at some point in their lifetime. As our children grow older, it even forces more pressure on us to let them become more independent. We wanted to discuss this as parental guilt. Do you feel like you're not just doing enough for your child? Or are you able to just ignore the therapists and school and et cetera? Or just do the best you can? How do you cope? We wanted to share and discuss these feelings throughout the community. So we asked you to be part of our question of the week, and we had a lot of answers from the community.
Okay. So this was an interesting question. As our kids are getting older, and we had a lot of people responding. One lady cracked me up. She wrote, "Guilt is my middle name," which I thought was pretty pertinent there. And then someone said, "I know I have some guilt, we all do, but do the best you can. That's all you can do. That's all that matters." One lady wrote about her grandson. She said, "I feel guilty with my grandson. Yeah, he has a mom and dad, but I feel responsible too. I wish I could do more, but what can I do?" Another lady person wrote, "I'm doing the best I can. My daughter's therapists agree with me, and they don't say I'm not doing enough." Well, that's important that the therapist backs her up and says, you know, that she's doing a good job. I think that's really important. I know for me to have that feedback from a professional and saying, you know, you're really working hard. Because no matter what you do, you feel like you're not doing enough. I feel guilt each and every day. I know that no matter how much I do, it will never be enough in my eyes. Sad but true. So I'm glad she was honest about her feelings. I don't think the guilt ever leaves you. I know it's silly and misplaced guilt, but I always feel guilty for my son and daughters. She's not autistic, but has problems retaining information needs. The next person wrote, "You do what you have been doing. You have survived all these years with your son's autism. You must be doing something right. Listen to all professional advice and take out what you know might help your child. As a parent, you know your child best. No guilt ever. Autism is hard. Surviving through it is miraculous." That was a nice answer.
Yes.
Let me see what else we got. "We all do the best that we can do, and that's all we can do. Don't beat yourself up. You're doing a great job." Somebody actually recommended a book, but I didn't get the name of it, but she said the book took away her feeling of guilt, stress, frustration, and hopelessness, replaced with hope, love, acceptance, and best of all, real results. "My son and I laugh and play now. He is learning to talk. He is so calm and happy, making lots of progress." Then the last answer I got was, "Guilt truly is the worst, and the worst because it never ends." And I think that, you know, being that I'm a parent of an autistic son, and he's getting older, you know, I'm always feeling like, you know, to prep, you know, constantly be on him to do this and do that and do it the right way and function the right way in society. And it's just difficult. It's difficult. And I think people that encourage you and say to you, you know, "You're doing a great job," or, you know, "You're doing the best you can. Look how far he's come," or, "Because of you, he's doing so well." You know, those are the kind of comments that are helpful, you know.
Sure.
But there are some professionals in the field, some therapists, some behaviorists, that might not say it the right way, or might say, you know, you need to be doing this more. You need to get on him about this. You need to get him, you know, and that just kind of hurts. As a mother, I'm speaking from a mother's point of view because I'm a mother. I'm sure the fathers feel the same way if they're, you know, involved. But, you know, it hurts because you can't, you can only do the best you can do, you know, and sometimes it's just hard.
Right.
You're exhausted.
No, it's true. I mean, you know, I think the big thing is no matter how much we do for our child with autism, you know, I think there's going to be a part of us that are always feeling guilty.
Right.
Because, you know, no one knows what causes or cures this disorder, as we know. So there's nothing really we did that it's our fault.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
but guilt can definitely cripple people.
Huh?
I said guilt can really cripple people at times and can even get between our ability to be our best at being a parent, I think, sometimes. And, you know, some parents wrote in, I know they felt like somehow they caused the problem.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I spoke to one mom just recently who had sent me a message about, you know, about vaccines, and she felt guilty. And I said, you know what? I said, we don't know the answer to that. I don't think we'll ever know completely whether that causes it or doesn't cause it. But either way, you can't. It's nothing you did. That's nothing you did as a mother. You did whatever they told you to do. And, you know, at the time, that was what they told us to do. So,
I know that. Right. I mean, some people even said, you know, they ate tuna. You know, while they're pregnant, some people said.
Yeah, some people feel guilty about, you know genetics. The child has autism, you know, like it's their fault. I wasn't even talking about that type of guilt.
Sure.
Yeah, there's that kind of guilt, like, you know, what did I do to make him cause him to have autism or her to have autism? And, we obviously none of us really know that answer right now.
And I think, parents don't want to leave any stones unturned, you know. They want to know the newest and greatest therapies and cutting edge and find out what, you know, can get our child to the next level.
Right.
You know, spending more time on therapy, maybe they feel like, okay, their child's watching too much TV or they're not putting enough into it. It should be like become like a super parent where they dedicate 18 hours a day into their child's education. And, you know, it's you know, putting too much pressure on themselves a lot of times. And, you know, putting all their funds and their money into therapies, you know, spending every dollar they earn, you know, they feel like some parents, you know, I think, you know, other people do more for their child. I think, you know, there's the comparison part, you know, they're looking at their other,
definitely.
You know, obviously families that have more money, more financial support, they have the resources, which might be greater than ours. And so you feel guilty about that, you know, or making more time for your kids and your spouse too, because, you know, you're so focused on your child with autism that, you know, your spouse is kind of getting pushed to the side. And even other siblings, you know, other children in the family.
I was going to say that too. That's a huge, if you have other siblings, it's, you know, I know with myself, I'm always trying to balance or keep that balance there with, you know, and it's hard. It's a very hard thing to do because we have a special needs child, whether autistic or any other disability. It's a different type of attention that they need from you than a typical child. So
yeah, and I think also, you know, parents sometimes feel like they should be learning more about autism, especially you know here in the tri-state area, going to support groups and seminars and all these events, and really, you know, being on the up and up as an educator, as a parent, you know, they should be knowing everything.
Right.
Feel like they're working, you know, faster or harder. You know, maybe they felt like they didn't get their child in early intervention fast enough.
Right.
They talk about that window of opportunity that's early in life, you know, around age 3. And of course we know that, you know, that is key, but, you know, parents also feel guilty. Well, you know, I didn't get my child until 18 months and, you know, I wasted maybe some time that could have made a difference, you know, and you can't put that extra pressure on yourself.
No,
because,
it doesn't. You know,
and it may not even really change the outcome either. I mean, you have to realize that. And I think a lot of people feel like they should give up more for their children, whether it's their homes, their careers, you know, to pay for the extra therapies and, you know. But they also say not every autistic child needs such a high level of commitment to thrive and grow also. And the decision needs to take into account not only your child, but your spouse and the life that you've chosen together. So I think there just has to be a balance and just to stop feeling guilty about your child's autism. I think that's the key.
Well, I think beating yourself up is never a helpful thing to actually, because you're just making yourself sad. And you're putting more pressure on yourself, and your child's going to feel that pressure as well. I know early on when my son was diagnosed, it's like, you know, I felt like so much pressure to do all these things, and I couldn't do everything that they were telling me to do or whatever. He wasn't responding in the way that he was supposed to respond. And, you know, but then once I kind of let go, at a certain point, I don't know when it was, I just let go, and I was like, you know what, I'm doing the best I can. And I think, like you and I always talk about, accepting, you know, your child for who he or she is, and loving that child unconditionally no matter what, that takes away a lot of the guilt. It's like, okay, you know, this is my child, and I have to love him or her no matter what comes our way, and we have to deal with it the best way possible as a family, and, you know, and that I'm doing the best I can. But, yeah, if you feel guilty like that, it's just really – and yet, you know, there's always still that small amount of guilt no matter how hard you try. But I think every parent – I always say, I guess I learned from my own mother that, you know, there's no perfect mother – There's no perfect parent, and you just try to do the best you can. Even with typical kids, there's no, you're not gonna be perfect. You're gonna mess it up, no matter what.
Absolutely.
You just do the best you can.
And I think every family just needs to have a healthy balance.
Right.
You know, for their healthy, to build their healthy relationships with their family and their child. And, you know, it's important to not put that extra pressure on yourself. You know, you do what you can. And bottom line is, you know, I think love is the key. You know, it's just making sure, you know, you're doing everything you can, you know, to give that child the love that it deserves, and just knowing, I think sometimes just knowing that you're believing in your child can make a huge difference too.
Oh, that's the big thing. Yep.
You know, and like I said, you don't have to have all the bells and whistles of all these therapies and everything, I think, sometimes.
Right.
And I'm not saying it doesn't help, but I feel like sometimes we put maybe too much emphasis on, you know, oh, well, my child gets, you know, an additional 10 hours a week at home and this and that. And, you know, a lot of families don't have that.
No.
So they don't have that accessibility and they can't afford that, or they don't have that, you know, therapy available to them in their area, wherever they might live. And it's sad when, you know, we're comparing ourselves, but I, you know, unfortunately that's human nature, I think.
Exactly. I mean, I was going to say,
you know, whether, you know, you're always trying to compete with the Joneses, I know was a phrase I always heard as a child.
Yep.
And that was like, okay, you know, you want the bigger house, the bigger car, the better things. And,
and
you know what, those things are, at the end of the day, they mean nothing, to be honest with you. I think too many people put too much emphasis on that. And you know what? You can still have tremendous success with your child by doing so many things with them. Like a simple thing, like what we've been doing with our son is just, you know, having him walk our dog every day. It's like an activity now. You know, simple little things that are, you know, don't cost a lot of money, but just doing something with your child different and stepping outside the box of trying different things. I mean, that's one of the great things about Autism Radio. Obviously, you know, Lynn, is that, you know, we have a lot of programs available for families that can't afford it. You know, the martial arts classes, we have the swimming classes, therapeutic horseback riding, our iPads for Autism program. So we have a lot of different things that we're doing in the community to allow parents that opportunity to have some of these therapies that they can't afford normally. And I think that's the big thing, is having something available that, you know, a family that doesn't have the financial, you know, resources to afford, you know, programs like that. And so we're happy to be able to bring that to them. And we have so many families that are, you know, in our programs. And I just got a wonderful message the other day, how great their child's doing in the martial arts program. I also had a call the other day, one of our kids who is on our swim team is now working with the younger kids. He's on the spectrum, and he's now 21 years old, and he's actually working as a volunteer with the kids in Learn to Swim. He's working with them, and he's doing amazing, incredible.
That's wonderful, yeah.
So he's helping out, and it's just great to see, you know, 5 years later, we've been doing this program now, to see one of our kids who barely could swim is now one of our top swimmers and now is working with other younger kids that have autism. So it's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. It is awesome.
You know, it's cool stuff. So, you know, it's just a lot to do. And I just think that, you know, the guilt factor can really, really impede someone's life. And I think, you know, you don't feel guilty because you're a bad parent. You know, you might feel guilty because you're an outstanding parent. You should feel that way. Or you're a parent, you know, who loves your child dearly. You're a parent that's committed to helping your child learn. That you feel bad taking any time for yourself. Obviously, parents work hard. They're dedicating energy and internal giving, unbeknownst to the most, recognized by very few. But I want to acknowledge them and say, you know what? Well done to you as a parent. Because all the parents are exceptional parents, and I truly recognize their greatness. You know, that's one thing I wanted to say to the parents out there. You know, they shouldn't be so hard on themselves.
No, definitely not.
You know, the fact that they took the time to write into us, those parents, to me, are exceptional parents, you know.
Right, exactly.
So,
and everybody's always, when I'm on the social media, you know, asking around, and I see, you know, so many parents are just, they feel like they're not doing, it's just such a, you know, like I said, it's just, I guess it came to me, it's like, you know, reading all the comments, and saying, you know, and I could relate to it because I went through, you know, I go through it myself sometimes, and especially as they're getting older. And I think that's, you know, as they become a teenager and into the adult life, you really want to get them with those daily living skills and be able to function on their own. And it's very scary,
right?
You know, because it's like a timed clock is ticking. And it's a lot of pressure, but you can only do so much, and you just hope for the best and believe in your child. I think that's key.
The reason why we do that is because we feel like after 21, because the school ends and the services end,
right,
we feel like we need to do everything before that. And you know what? That's not,
you can't,
that's,
you can't.
And you know what? The learning never stops.
That's,
I mean,
true.
You got to remember there's some adults now that didn't start their independence till their 30s. And I know this from parents I've spoke to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their child became like 32 years old and is now doing amazing things on their own, living independently in their own apartment and have a job now. I mean, you know, they're taking the mass transportation, learning the buses, learning how to bus them.
Great.
I mean, so it just never ends, you know. And I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know, we can constantly do things to learn and help our child learn that even once we beyond our years in school. And that's
yeah,
what
well, I remember one when I was like, when my son was really young, I just want to end with this one comment. This one lady said to me, I said, when do you ever, I remember looking at her son was like 20 or something, and my son was maybe 5 or 6. I was like, do you ever stop hoping? Do you ever stop? And she's like, no. She's like, you never stop hoping. No matter how old that child gets, still your child, they're still going to keep growing. They're developmentally slower. Doesn't mean that they're not capable of things, and you have to keep that hope alive no matter how old your child gets. Keep believing in your child, because the more you believe in your child, the more the child's going to believe in themselves.
Well, that's perfectly said on our program, Hope Saves the Day, Lynn.
Exactly.
It doesn't get better than that. So, yeah, that's good stuff, absolutely. So, you know, we'll continue putting our questions out there. I know you had some other great ones coming up for next week, so definitely, you know, be sure to go to Autism Radio, like our page, get involved with our page, make a donation too. We have some great programs right now. Our martial arts program that we partnered up with Iron Temple Mixed Martial Arts. You can make a donation. We're trying to raise our goals to raise $5,000, which will give 15 families martial arts classes for the entire year. So definitely this includes the uniforms. It includes everything. You know, and allows the kids 1 hour of class a week for 1 year. So definitely help us out. Help us reach our goals. You can go to autismradio.org today and make a donation, or you can put in autismdonation.org and make a donation to there to any of our specific programs. Our swimming program also. We have almost 60 families now that we're supporting here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the tri-state area.
Right.
So there's a lot of families that are, you know, getting a lot of benefits from our program. We have 15, almost 16 families. It'll be 16 families that are in the therapeutic horseback riding program now that are riding weekly for an hour class. So, you know, all this money is going to help these families kind of live a dream almost come true because, like we were talking about, you know, guilt with autism, and these families are not able to afford this because they might have heard wonderful things about therapeutic horseback riding or how swimming, obviously it's a life skill, because you know, the fear of their child drowning, that they may be drawn towards water. So it's a safety thing, and we're providing those classes all free of charge for the whole year. So definitely all the money we raise are going to these programs to allow us to continue the program strong and to build it every year, because unfortunately things do cost money. You're not able to get everything for free. We have staff that we need to pay. We do have lifeguards to pay, insurance, all these things, swimsuits, you name it, that are part of our program. And we need the money to be able to support
this. Right, of course,
this.
And it's such a great organization, like I said to you, and I'm, you know, very, very proud to be a part of it. And everything that we raise goes towards these families. It's not like we're, you know, and you can see it. Like, you can see it on our website. You can see it on our Facebook page. You can see how much we've done and the things that we do that other organizations don't do. So really, it's worth it. I mean, just like you said, every dollar makes a difference.
Yeah, and you know, Lynn, I just want to thank you and Pamela for taking care of our Facebook page, Autism Radio. You guys have been doing a great job with that. You know, we want to thank you guys
thank you
for continuing up the great work and keeping things going. But also we want to let you know, too, if you do want to join our martial arts class, it's Friday nights at 6 o'clock, and you can join us at 1 Camry Drive in Hampton, New Jersey, in Sussex County, at Iron Temple Mixed Martial Arts. Master Dave Fritz has over 33 years of experience in martial arts training. Phenomenal class. They just do such a great job with the kids. We have OT. We have PTs on site to work with the kids. And it's just a great event to come out and bring your child and be a part of a group. We're going to actually have some more outings and some more stuff coming up. We're actually talking about putting on a walk coming up for the martial arts program. Also coming up in April, which is like right around the corner. It's kind of crazy because March is coming up this week. And, you know, we're going to be in March, and in April, of course, we have our UFC gyms are going to be putting on events to raise money for Autism Radio. We also have some other really, really great stuff going on. And, of course, we need your support for our casino night, which is coming up September the 23rd, which it's hard to believe it when you think about it. It's not that far away now. You know, so we definitely are looking for sponsors and people to donate for that big event of the year. It's our largest event of the year. We're looking to raise enough money at this event to support all of our programs and all of our kids, and to grow some of our programs throughout the United States and also New Jersey, to help continue our mission and our goals to help families that have children with autism. So we're really counting on your support. You know, we are one of the few probably volunteer organizations out there that are, you know, being able to continue to grow our programs every year. We have grown tremendously. You know, we don't have any employees on our budget, so we're able to get almost 95 cents on the dollar back into the programs, back to the families, to help pay for all the classes and programs. So we want to be able to continue to do that. So we need your help by going and pledging your support at autismradio.org today. So, Lynn, it's been a great week. Busy as always, of course. You know, we definitely want you guys to come out. Like I said, if you want to check out our Autism Radio program at Iron Temple, definitely don't miss it out. You know, it's worth the drive, even if you don't live close by. It's worth a ride. It's a free class. It's just amazing what our kids have accomplished. We've had kids with severe ADHD now showing major improvements in focus and concentration, and it's just absolutely amazing to see these kids. And we'll have some videos coming up real shortly. You'll be able to see some of the classes to see where your money's going to, and I think that's right. The key is to be able to actually see it. We had a wonderful testimonial. I don't know if you saw it, Lynn, but it was up there the other day. Mm-hmm. From Hector Ferrer and his son, mm-hmm. thanking Autism Radio for everything they've done for him and his family. And it was very, very touching to see that.
Very touching.
So I want to thank him for doing that for us. All of a sudden, he said, "Hey, I wanted to do this for you," and he put it out there. So it was pretty awesome. So I really.
It is amazing when you get that kind of feedback. It really gives you chills.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're helping people like that.
Absolutely. So, but just want to thank everybody as always for all their continued support and our team here at Autism Radio. We're still continuing to push forward for 2017, of course. We have a lot of things that we need to accomplish, but we're looking for volunteers also to join the organization, to help out. We're always looking for volunteers and people to support our mission at Autism Radio and also Hope Saves the Day. We want to thank you, and we wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, Hope Saves the Day. Bye, everyone.